So,
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone here in Houston, Texas. And it's a special day today. We have a great guest on, a gentleman that I'm very proud to know, that I've just gotten to know, a person that's been sent to me by, I don't even know how to explain how he was sent to me. Anyway, before we get to expressing all my heartfelt feelings about this gentleman, I just want to give a few updates, as we usually do on the show. First of all, today is the first day that we are on the air on a Friday. We usually are scheduled to be on Mondays, Wednesdays, and we are up to Fridays now. And our show, because we have been doing this show for business owners to promote it, we are booked out now 3 days a week through the month of August. It's been an incredible situation, and as you can see, I'm a little excited about it. Anyway, if I happen to lose everybody, we're having a little technical difficulty here, so just bear with us, folks, and hang on. If we lose you, we'll be right back. Anyway, my special guest today is Pastor Mike, Mike McGowan, and he is here today with us. This gentleman is, well, I just can't explain this gentleman. I'm going to have to let him explain himself. Mike, do I have you on the line?
Yeah, Tony, I'm here.
Okay, and I apologize. I've switched computers. We had a little difficulty here, and I was kind of freaking out, folks. So now that I'm calmed down, we're going to talk to someone that's got a little bit more calmness in his life. Mike, can you tell the people out there? Well, let me introduce you properly. Mike is the pastor at my newfound church home, Parkway Fellowship Church, known as the Park. And before I get to bragging about that, I want to do what we do every show, and I want to get people to find out who Mike is, where Mike's from, how Mike got to this point, and how he got stuck on my radio show. So, Mike, could you give the people a little bit of information about who you are?
Yeah, Tony. Like you said, my name is Mike McGowan. My wife and I were... At a whole other church, and I was like an associate pastor at that church for 7 years, and then one day I was at a church conference type thing, and really sensed that God was wanting me to make some changes at our church and be a part of a new kind of church that would reach out to people who have never been to church before, or have been burned by church in the past, or to people who didn't believe in God, had never heard of God, or had walked away from God. And so I got really excited, and I started trying to help my current church, where I was on staff, to move in that direction. But bottom line, they were pretty traditional, and they basically said, hey, you know, we're pretty much happy, you know, where we are. And so I was then faced with a dilemma, because I knew what I felt like God had told me to do and was leading me to do, but I couldn't do it at my current church. So I basically had three options at that point, Tony. I could either find another church that was doing the kind of work that I felt like that God wanted me to do and join it. I could start a new church, which I had never wanted to do in my entire life, or I could just be disobedient to God and stay where I was at. Well, that third option was off the table as far as I was concerned. So now I'm down to two. So I kind of did some searching around in our area, and the truth is, Tony, there wasn't a single church within 40 miles doing church the way that I felt like God wanted me to do. So at that point, now I'm down to one option. It's basically start a new church. Well, here's the deal. My wife was pregnant with our first baby. She was 7 months pregnant. I mean, we're 2 months from now. You know, we're going to have our first kid. And for those of you listeners out there, when you have your first kid, like, it rocks your world, you know. And so what I didn't want to do, I didn't want to leave my church. I didn't want to leave my, we'd have no income. We'd have no insurance. We'd have no people. We wouldn't have a name for this thing. And so I didn't know what to do. So I thought, well, you know what, I've knew that people who have started churches before, they pray about these things for sometimes a year or longer. And so I thought, well, I'll just start praying about it. So I laid down in bed one night, and I started praying. I was like, God, do you want me to start a church like that in the Katy area? And I'm not kidding you, Tony. It was the wildest thing. As soon as those words left my heart, I heard God speak to me. And he said, yes. Well, as soon as I heard that, I mean, I bolted up in bed, you know, real wild-eyed because, you know, I hate to say this as a pastor, it's embarrassing, but I wasn't really expecting God to answer that prayer, you know, not right then anyway. And so, you know, Amy comes around the corner from the bathroom, you know, she's been brushing her teeth. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, you know, because I'm all crazy-eyed. And I was like, yeah, let's just go to bed. So I get up really early the next morning. I go in the back bedroom and I really get down on my knees and I read some passages out of the Bible and, you know, I listen to some praise music and I really try to, you know, kind of prime the pump so I could really hear from God. And so I put the question to God again. I said, God, do you want me to start a church like that in the Katy area? And Tony, as soon as the words left my heart, God spoke to me again and he said, I've already told you what to do. Now, this kind of happened to a guy named Jonah one time. You know, God already told Jonah what to do, and when he didn't obey God, he got sucked down by a big whale. Well, I don't know what could eat you and Katy, but well, I'm not ready for it. So anyway, so I said, okay, Lord, I'm in. And so I was kind of out of time, so I went to work. I came home that afternoon, and Amy and I went on a walk every day around our neighborhood, and we got about halfway around the neighborhood. And I said, hey, honey, I need you to stop. And I told her the story that I just told you. And so I thought this was actually a really wise move because we're out in public and I'm about to tell a pregnant woman that, you know, I'm going to go in and resign the next day. And we don't have any money. We have no insurance. So I thought this is probably – hopefully I'm safe in public. And so I told her the story I just told you. And so I said, so, hon, I'm walking in tomorrow and I'm going to resign. And we don't have any money. We don't have any people. We don't even have a name for this thing. Are you okay? And she looked at me, Tony, and she said, Mike, I'm really proud of you. God told me 3 weeks ago that he was going to tell you to do this. I said, what? You're kidding me. And so I was like, well, honey, that's kind of need-to-know information. Has he told you anything else? And she's like, no. That's all for now. So I'm like, you're kidding me. So anyway, sure enough, I resigned, and my church was very gracious. They continued to pay us my salary and insurance until the baby was born. Then they, you know, said, hey, you're on your own. And so we started the church with literally just a few friends and families, and you know, we've really been reaching out to people who don't really have much church experience. In fact, 75% of all the people that come to the park have been out of church 5 years or longer, or have never been to church before ever. And you know how it is, and it's an exciting place. Right now we have about 950 people coming every week, and that's really starting with just me, my wife, and my unborn child just 7 years ago. So God's really been doing a cool thing, and it is an exciting, energetic place to be.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, if you had told me this story 4 or 5 months ago, I probably would have told you, yeah, right. God just reached out, gave you this here email right across the airwaves, and you heard it in your room. And you know, that's kind of thinking that was in my head up to about, I'd say, the week before February 14th, and that was because my wife, who drove me crazy about listening to your video on your website about church and about Jesus and letting Jesus into your life. And I was like, if this will keep you quiet, I'll do it. So I did do that and ended up coming to your church. I think it was the week after Valentine's Day, and I think you only had one service at that time. And I remember that because my son went to church there, and so I had to go early and wait and then go to the next one for him. And I was thinking, man, this is killing me. But it turns out that when I was in church And you know, the listeners out there, they know me, Mike, and I'm not. This is new information for them, and this is why I wanted you to be on the show. When I went into church for the first 3 to 4 weeks, I filled up like a little baby. I just couldn't control my emotions. I just couldn't explain what was coming over me. It was driving me crazy because, you know, I'm a control freak. So it turns out that, you know, I say to my wife, you know, I just don't understand. I'm not sweating. These are tears are coming out of my eyes. So then I start watching people go up to the front of the church and pray. And I thought, wow, you know, my life's going kind of weird right now. And I probably could use all the help in the world, but, man, I just can't get my feet to move up there. And then about, 2 weeks ago, I was in church and my son was leaving for Disney. And I thought, you know, I really want to go up there and pray. And it's like God let my feet go. He just let them go because I think I finally realized why I was going up there to pray. And it was for a real reason instead of something that I thought that I could take advantage of. Mm. And I came up to the front of the church and I prayed with you. And you said things that I didn't even know you knew. And you were just talking and praying, and it just blew me away. So now, the reason why I wanted you on my show is because, you know, I'm blown away. Like, I came back into the row of seats, sat down next to my wife, sweat was pouring out of my arms. And I'm thinking, holy cow, like, I used to make fun of the people that passed out in church or fell down. I thought it was a gimmick, you know, and... Dude, I was inches from doing that. And I just, like, this blew me away. So I have never, ever, ever in my whole life felt that way. So I really believe that I've given myself to Jesus and let him follow my way through him. It's just, I can't explain it. That's why I wanted you to come on the show. I wanted people to understand why, when I walk into church, your church, that it, like, I don't know if you're possessed for that hour to drain right into my forehead and understand what I've been going through all week long, or you got surveillance set up in my house or something. But you blow me away, and I love you for that. And I just, I mean, when I asked you to do my show in the lobby of the church, I mean, okay, this is a gentleman that's pretty buff, dude. He works out, okay? But I might have like 6 inches on him, and my 15-year-old son is walking towards us, and he gives me a bear hug and says, I love you, dog. And my son did a U-turn because he got embarrassed, and I was just as happy. I can't even explain how happy. I mean, you're just awesome, dude. I don't even know how to explain how awesome you are, and I just really want to thank you for whatever it is that you allow God to do in your head to reach into my heart. So I have to go to a commercial break, and we're going to follow the format because we got way off the schedule here. I want people to know a little bit about the two great children that I've seen on stage last week and a great wife of yours and what part of town you're from, if you're from this area. We're just going to take a short break, and I do have – well, my switchboard is loading up here. I do have callers that have questions, so I promise we'll get right back to that. And the call-in number for everybody out there that's driving and is ready to pull over and dial the phone is 347-989-1363. And we'll be right back with this here short commercial break.
Are you ready to see your business grow? Do you know the awesome power in a referral? Have you heard that networking can lead to increased sales revenues? In a recent CNN Money article on networking, it was stated by Keith Ferrazzi, author and networking expert, that above all, do whatever you can to help others succeed. It will come back to you. Generosity is the key to success. Joining a networking organization is vital to the success of your business. My Referral Network is your solution. My Referral Network teaches you how to be an effective networker. My Referral Network helps you grow your business through highly effective warm referrals. My Referral Network has partnered with sales, marketing, and networking experts such as James Dutton for the guaranteed growth and success of the organization and its members. My Referral Network is your referral network. Building your business with endless warm referrals. www.myreferralnetwork.net.
Welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone with our special guest today, Mike McGowan, pastor, superhero, Parkway Fellowship Church, new church out there in Katy. Mike, a couple things, okay? One is we're going to get to you and your family, but someone emailed this question in. What is it meant by purpose-driven church? I mean,
yeah.
What does that mean to the listeners?
That's a great question, Tony. It's not, first off, it's not a denomination. It's really kind of a movement that started about 25 years ago. A guy named Rick Warren, who pastors a church called Saddleback Valley Community Church in a suburb of Los Angeles, California, he kind of coined the phrase purpose-driven. All it really means is that it's the kind of church that's driven by the five classical biblical purposes of the church that's found in the Bible. And those purposes are fellowship, discipleship, ministry, evangelism, and worship. And basically a church says, hey, everything that we do, everything that we program, everything that it's in our budget and that's in our staffing is going to be surrounded by these five purposes. Actually, these five purposes are what's going to drive everything in our church. Because some churches are driven by denomination, by personalities, by tradition, or by money, or by building, or by programming, or by a board. But a purpose-driven church says we're going to be driven by these five purposes found in the Bible, and that's what our church is. We're not focused on any of that other kind of stuff. We're focused on these five purposes, and everything that we do at Parkway Fellowship can be tied back to one of these five.
Okay. Well, I got a couple things, and I apologize to my listeners because I'm a real pain in the neck during the week with my other business owners, and I make sure they follow a certain format. But as you can tell, I'm a little excited and jumping around here, so just bear with me. One of the things that we talked about how you have affected my life with your church, okay, and God's way of drilling me through you. Now, a year ago today, today's the 26th, a year ago today I was in the hospital and they said I had a 40% chance of coming out of the hospital. Now, what are the chances that a year later we're having this conversation? Maybe, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain that, but I mean, there's a reason for this, and probably like everything else, it'll take weeks, months, maybe years for me to understand it, but I'm telling you, it blows me away. So I just had to throw that out there. There was a thing that you had in church the other week before we get to these callers, Pastor Adam. Could you tell me a little bit about the rapping pastor, youth pastor? I think he was doing a rap song. I mean, that was the coolest thing. When I'm a 54-year-old man, and I was tapping my foot to Adam rapping, it was just incredible stuff.
Yeah, we've got our small groups pastor. His name is Adam Jungblood. He is he loves listening to rap music, which I know most people think, man, a pastor listening to rap music, you got to be kidding me. But, the truth is, Tony, and I think that's one thing that makes the park an attractive place, is that, our pastors, we're real people. I mean, we're not, we don't float around our houses, like on this, spiritual cloud, singing kumbaya to our families. I mean, it's just, we're normal people like everybody else, And we just are trying to, help people understand who God is and who his son Jesus Christ is and how much God loves people. And I think it's that, that normalcy that people go, wow, he's not that much different from me. So when Pastor Adam got a chance to get up and do a rap song at the end of church last week, man, the place came unglued. I mean, it was really fantastic, and he was really fun with it. So it was great.
Well, I tell you, I look around church, and because I get these feelings when I'm in church, I'm always examining how other peeps are looking in church, if I'm the oddball, if there's other people are feeling it. And when he got done that little rap thing, I mean, hey, there's two things. The people that sing up in the church, I think they should be professionally paid to sing for a living. They're unbelievable. And I watched Adam trying to get his groove on, and then, they were, kind of smirking at him and smiling, with the little guy, the youngster up there. And he come out with this rap thing, man, and, there's people my age and older that were just clapping and applauding.
Oh, yeah.
And that's hard to do, because I hate rap music, but that was awesome.
Yeah, it's not my favorite. It's not my favorite either. But he did, man. He rocked it out. He was awesome. It was fantastic.
How did you get such a relationship with a gentleman like that? I mean, how did that come about?
Yeah, well, you know, interesting thing enough, when I used to be a youth pastor, his wife, Robin, was actually my associate youth pastor. And so I knew them when they were engaged to be married. And so, in fact, I performed their wedding for them many years back. And so we've actually just been really good friends ever since. Adam and his family were one of the families that helped us start the church, and he was just a regular church attender. And I asked him if he would kind of help us do our small groups voluntarily. He did that 2 years as a volunteer. He became so good and so adept at it that we asked him to join our pastoral staff. And so he did, and he's been on our pastoral staff now for 5 years and does a tremendous job with our small groups. In fact, Tony, you're not going to believe this, but just for the summer, we have nearly 600 adults signed up to be a part of small group. Nearly 600 adults.
Well, I think that might come from the fact that, let's see, you know, I do some presentations in the line of work that I do, okay? Mm-hmm. But when Adam got up in front of everybody and he mentioned small groups, I think 800 times out of 943 words that he said, I think he got his point across, and I think people really jumped on board with that because they were afraid that the next week he was going to come out and say it 843 more times out of 900 times. So, I mean, it worked, and I applaud him because what made me sign up was I wanted to see what the big deal was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's really something I'm – mine doesn't start until this Sunday coming.
Uh-huh.
They've had it on hold for a little bit, but I'm excited. I've talked to other people that are doing it. In a couple of the membership classes that I've gone to at church, I met some people that now I sit with in church. It's like, it's very, I was raised in a Catholic religion. And when I went into church, at your church, and we talked to my wife and I talked about joining and stuff, and you know, I was like, how much does this cost? You know, and like, what is
that's
it going
right.
to cost?
You asked me that.
So, you know,
yeah,
I
should have told you $100,000 is what I should have said.
Yeah, I mean, you blew it, dude. You really blew it. But
I missed my chance.
I'm gonna bring this caller in because they've been patiently waiting. And what we do, Mike, is we find, but the callers that call in, we find the one with the toughest question so we can hit our mark for the tough talk with Tony Gambone part. So I'm going to bring this gentleman in, and I don't give out everybody's cell number because I'm working off a computer switchboard, but the gentleman's last number is 8740, and let's see if I got the right click. Are you there, sir?
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Okay. You have called in for a question for Pastor Mike. Are you aware of the Fellowship Parkway Church?
Not really. I've been listening to your show for a long time, and I've just really enjoyed it. I'm glad you brought in Mike. Is that his name, Mike?
Yes, his name is Mike McGowan.
I'm really glad you brought him on. My family and I, we recently moved to kind of a North Houston area, and we were really looking for a rapping pastor, but really a rapping senior pastor. And we don't mind traveling, so I'm really glad it's kind of all falling in the line. Mike, do you think that there would be a chance of maybe you rapping at Parkway Fellowship?
All right, first off, let me say you guys are really funny because I know what's going on here. Yeah, I'm wise to this deal. I know this one. And you know what? I tell you what. You bet. I'll rap anytime Pat, our worship pastor, will let me sing. Man, I'll rap till the cows come home.
I think I should have got Pat to call in. Daggone it.
Oh,
anyway.
Man. Oh,
I've been
buddy.
Waiting all week, Mike. I just really felt as though you two guys have so much fun up on that stage. I wanted to be a part of it.
That's great. Yeah. Well, Tony, maybe we should get you to come up and rap this next week then, huh?
We should.
I don't know if you want to go there, man.
I will.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll write something for you.
I don't know if I can do that. You know, I'm not very good at speaking.
Oh,
I'm a pretty shy guy.
Yeah, right. So, that's exactly how what I think of you when I think of Tony Gambone. I think of Shy.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that I have Pastor Adam on the show here, I really want to take advantage of this, and I would really like to compliment both of you guys on the job that you do. And, you know, I brought a couple with me to church one day, one Sunday, a few weeks back, and you know, they knew more people in the church than I did, and they actually knew Pat and from a previous church, and they joined up in the church and small groups the same day because of you, Adam, and you know, the guy that came in with her, what his wife said to me, do you think Adam could have said small groups one more time? He said, I was ready to just run up and tell him, I'm joining, stop it. So I applaud you on that. But Adam, I told you if you called, I would give you the air to ask Mike the hardest question you want. Now,
I can't do that to him. I can't.
Well, it doesn't have to be a derogatory thing. I would, if I was to take advantage. I would really take advantage of the opportunity, because I think when you get back to the church, things are going to be a little different for you. I think Mike has new plans.
Maybe a little bit. But you know, Mike was. I did want to take a second, Tony, and just to tell you, coming on as a member at Parkway Fellowship first has really given me a different perspective, you know, and a look at really just church in general, you know, and just what it did in my life as a member, and then, you know, God bringing me to the point of bringing me on staff. And, you know, the more I've gotten entrenched with it, you know, the more that I've realized is that churches rise and fall on the senior pastor. And it's been so evident in other churches that I've gone to, and it's been so evident at our church. I know Mike could share with you statistics about church plants and really what a daunting task it is. It is one of the hardest entities to really start and be successful in. You know, so when we say at the park that we're one in a million for even making it to where we are, it's really true. You know, but it's similar to companies and the CEO rising and falling on his or her leadership. You know, and I would just encourage, you know, all your listeners out there, you know, that are thinking of church and struggling with church or loving church, or, I mean, wherever they fall in the whole church, you know, scheme, they really need to go to a place where they can resonate with a senior pastor. And, I mean, it has been, it's been great hearing you talk about Mike, because it's the same thing that I've always felt, just about, you know, how great he is. And, you know, just as much of a testimony of what God has done, it's even more of a testimony of what God's done in Mike and through Mike that has made our church really so successful.
Yeah, I could go on for hours about, you know, how unexplainable it is, but I really mean it. I think Mike's got some kind of surveillance set up in my house, because my weekly things seem to end up answered on Sunday, and it just blows me away. I bring my niece and my son to the youth area every Sunday, and the other day my niece was complaining to me about something that somebody made her mad about, and I just kind of said to her on the way, because, you know, she's 14. What do I know? I'm probably the dumbest guy she ever met. But she says to me that, like, she's never talking to that person again, and it doesn't matter, even if it was a family member, that no one can tell her this, that, or the other. And I'm like, so what was the problem? And she told me, well, you know, I said a cuss word, and they said I shouldn't say that word. No one can tell me what to say. You know, just a typical 14-year-old girl. So she goes into church, you know, in the youth area, and we get out, and every week I ask my son and her, okay, so what did you guys do? And she goes, I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, well, what's wrong? She said, we talked about forgiveness. I was like, really? She goes, yeah, you called them, you talked to them, you knew all about it. I was like, no. I said, I did not do that. I run across the same thing myself. It just blows me away. So maybe you ought to just give it a try and see what happens. And it's amazing if you, as I'm finding, that if you allow yourself, God really does come and handle some of your problems if you talk to him about it and you know, make him aware of where you're at on it. And I thank you guys for that, because for some reason you have tapped into my brain and you have asked you have brought me to that point where I have no reason. Look, I can't explain it, so it's got to be real. I mean, coincidences don't happen that often. So I have a person on the line, and Mike, I've been bragging about you, and I did tell him a little bit about the rapping pastor that we have in the church as well. And this gentleman is the gentleman that is teaching me how to understand the Bible and what a job he has for himself, because I'm dumb as a stump sometimes. And he is the guy that leads up my Bible study. And I told him that I needed him to call in and listen. So I would like to put him on the spot, because that's what I do the best, okay, and ask him if he could communicate with you guys a little bit about what he's been listening to. And his name is Mitchell Fromm. Mitchell, are you there?
Sure am, Tony. How are you doing today?
Okay, and I know that you didn't push the button one to talk. And I know that I'm putting you on the spot, but that's what I do. And I would like to introduce you to Pastor Mike and Pastor Adam, because I can't get you to drive all the way from the other side of town on a Sunday. So I got you here together here, Mike McGowan and Adam. I can't say your last name without jacking it up, so I'm just going to call you the Rapping Pastor Adam. This is Mitchell Fromm, and it was my mission to introduce you guys.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good, Mitchell. Good to hear from you.
Doing well.
Likewise. So you guys are setting Tony straight on Sundays, right?
Well, we're working at it anyway.
It is a work in progress. You know, it's funny, today we actually were, I was at a networking event. They talked about, was it Michelangelo that did the David sculpture, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they were talking about when he was asked, you know, how did you come up with the David? He said, well, I started with a block. And I just chipped away everything that wasn't David. I was like, that's great, because that's, you know, from a spiritual sense, same type of thing. Because we're supposed to be like Christ, our lives on a daily basis, so just chipping away everything that's not like him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's Tony. I mean, Tony comes to be a part of the family, so to speak, and man, he is chipping away left and right. Right, Tony?
I've been accused of a lot of things, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been great. I don't know about you guys, but getting to know Tony over this past year has been incredible. Absolutely great guy, and his love for the Bible and relationship with God is inspiring to me as well.
Well, I know that I put Mitchell to the test with the questions that I ask, and you know, someday I hope to be able to sit down with Mike and Adam and torment their mind like I do yours, Mitchell. But it was really important for me to connect the three voices together, because now I know that one Sunday I'm going to be able to come up to you guys in the lobby and say, by the way, this is the gentleman that you spoke with on the radio, because he will come out and make an appearance. I know it now. So it's just something I had to do, and it's just something I had to do. And without going on and on, I would like to let the sponsor get his 60 seconds in, and I'd like to, if I could, Mike, get you to explain, a little bit more about, you know, what part of Texas you're from, and, you know, about those beautiful children you have, and what your plans are for the future for Parkway Fellowship Church. So we'll be right back in just 1 second, guys, so just hold on.
Are you ready to see your business grow? Do you know the awesome power in a referral? Have you heard that networking can lead to increased sales revenues? In a recent CNN Money article on networking, it was stated by Keith Ferrazzi, author and networking expert, that above all, do whatever you can to help others succeed. It will come back to you. Generosity is the key to success. Joining a networking organization is vital to the success of your business. My Referral Network is your solution. My Referral Network teaches you how to be an effective networker. My Referral Network helps you grow your business through highly effective, warm referrals. My Referral Network has partnered with sales, marketing, and networking experts such as James Dutton for the guaranteed growth and success of the organization and its members. My Referral Network is your referral network. Building your business with endless warm referrals. www.myreferralnetwork.net.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, with our special guest, Mike McGowan, pastor and founder of Parkway Fellowship Church, my new home on Sundays. I want to thank Adam. I know that he had to go, and I appreciate his time on here. Thank him for calling in with that question. Mike, I just wanted to jump back a little bit, and now that we're done practical joking and introducing and all that stuff there, okay? And I tell you, Wendy was up teaching vacation Bible study this week, and every day I said, did you talk to Adam? She's like, I'll talk to him. And I just wanted to make sure he didn't forget. But this we're in a part of the church where we're doing that man series.
Yes.
And without going into too much time, you know, and I want to lead up to the end of what you did in the church about, you know, bringing your children out, because to me, I think that, you know, my family is more important than anything in the world, and up to a couple months ago, now I know it's as important as God. So could you explain the process that we're going through in church and why we're doing it, and you know, and how we ended up bringing your children onto the stage and explain to them.
Yeah.
I mean, here's what I like about you, Mike. You lead by example, and that's important to me. So I'm going to shut up and you talk.
All right. Well, thanks, Tony. Yeah, we're in the middle of a message series. I couldn't think of anything else to call it. So we just called it the Man Series, and we're really trying to answer the question: what does it take to be a real man? Because just because you know, you successfully navigate puberty does not necessarily make you a real man. And so we've been talking about each one of these characteristics. And this last Sunday, we talked about the fact that a real man actively helps his son become a real man, or, you know, really his children, son or daughter. And so we talked about different ways that fathers can invest in the sons. Because the truth is, Tony, you know, I can minister to 10,000 people a week. But if I neglect my son or I neglect my daughter, then in a huge part of my life, I'm a failure. Because God has entrusted to me my children to help them navigate their way through life. And so I cannot neglect my children for my work, which happens to be a church. And so it's very easy to cross that boundary line, you know, just like it is for, I think, every man to give themselves to their work and neglect their family. So, you know, again, God has clearly said, hey, your number one responsibility, Mike, is to make sure that your family is not neglected for the sake of the church. And so we talked about how you could pass it on to your sons. And so my son Ben is 5 years old. So at the end of the service this last week, I had been talking about how fathers can pass things on to their sons and told stories about how fathers had passed on manhood characteristics and had done these elaborate weekend retreats with their sons to help, you know, help them make that transition from becoming a boy to a man. So I had been racing on stage from the back room, and I got down on my knee, and I looked at just him. I wasn't looking at the crowd. I wasn't looking at everybody that was looking at us. I was eyeball locked on him and him on me, and I told him, I said, Ben, as your dad, I want you to know that you are a great son, and I'm proud of you. And I'm so glad that God has allowed you to be my son, and we are going to be doing some things, just you and me, so that I can help you become the man that God's always intended you to be. And I love you, and I'm proud of you. Oh, and he just jumped into my arms and just squeezed my neck as hard as he could. And then I kind of spun around, still on my knee, and Libby, my 7-year-old daughter, ran out from the other side of the stage, and I said the exact same things to them. And then we the three of us walked off stage hand in hand. And boy, I'm telling you, it was as moving a moment for me as a dad to be able to publicly tell my children, you matter more to me than my work, and that I am here for you, I love you, and I am going to invest in you so that you can be the person that God has always wanted you to become. Oh, it was awesome. It was just amazing.
Well, I got to tell you that it was moving in the seating area where I was sitting as it was up on the stage. And, you know, being a parent, you know, we fight a lot of things, you know, daily life, tough love, children, relatives, all that stuff. But I don't think there's anybody that was listening that could not feel the emotion in that whole thing. I know for myself, and I know that Mitchell is listening, and I think that he's getting an understanding of how you have made the connection through me, because he knows how I am about family. That's some awesome stuff. And for anybody listening that has a little bit of a question, a challenge, or a reason not to get up on a Sunday morning, I challenge you to come to church with me and find out what it is that I have seen in this church that I have joined. And, you know, like I tell you, people that know me a long time would have lost every bet in the world thinking that I was going to promote a church. But I can't help it. It's really the truth. So, I mean, what is the next series coming up?
The next series, yeah, that's great. The next series coming up, the Last of the Man series is this Sunday. The series after that we're going to do a series called Why I. And bottom line, it's a series about why I, as a pastor, do some of the things I do, believe some of the things I believe, and faithful to some of the things that I'm faithful. It's really a very personalized series that we'll get a chance to get up and talk about, you know, why do I do this? You know, forget, you know, what I'm supposed to do, or, you know, my role as a pastor, what's expected of me by the public. Let me just tell you why I really believe this. Let me tell you why I really do this. Let me tell you why I'm committed to this. Let me tell you why I'm really faithful to this over the long haul. And so that's the next series. And then the series after that, Tony, the one that we're doing late July and August, is a series called Wise Up. We are going to be talking about wisdom and how you can attain wisdom, why wisdom is important, and where people tend to mess it up. You know, and Tony, I'm going to get off task just literally for less than 30 seconds. I think one of the things that why the Parkway Fellowship, why the park is so appealing to you, and why it's so appealing to so many people that their friends thought, man, I'll never catch them in church ever, but yet they're faithful to come every Sunday, is because Parkway Fellowship, we are committed to making the message of Christ and the message of the Bible relevant. I think the number one thing that people who don't go to church say is they think, you know what, hey, God, church, the Bible, it's just irrelevant. It has nothing to do with how I live my life Monday through Saturday. They want me to come on Sunday, I get a big guilt trip, and, you know, then they're going to expect me to give a bunch of money. But, you know, the deal is that there's nothing there that's useful to me, nothing practical. Well, at the park, we believe that God's good news is just that. It's good news. It's not sad news. It's not bad news. It's not guilty news. It's not irrelevant news. It's good news, and it's good news that you can use every single day. And I think that's one reason why people walk away with so much, because there's so much that you can walk away with. So anyway, that's my little commercial for the church, I guess.
Well, hey, you know, we have a part of the show. Yes, please do.
Yeah, I just want to jump in and ask Pastor Mike a quick question, because we were talking just a second ago about how we're working. We're out there in the business world. We have our jobs, and a number of us have family.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, and I do believe God has blessed me with my wife and my two little girls. And so I'm curious, because this is something that I've struggled with. I know a gentleman who has mentored me for years in spiritual things. He's been with the Navigators, helped me understand discipleship, but I understand from his family that they felt he didn't have the balance right. Mm-hmm. And what I'm leading to is, where do you think the balance is when God commands us to go out and spread that good news and be there for others, yet he's also blessed us with a family? Where is that balance? Because for me, I understand that my work is not necessarily reaching other people every single moment of my day, which is not my family time either, so it's all different. But for somebody like you, where your work is for the kingdom of God, and then you have your family, how do you play that balance? I mean, this is Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It just became Tough Talk with Tony and Mitchell. But, I mean, how do you find that balance, spiritually speaking,
man,
you know, where the word leads you?
Man, then Mitchell, that's a great question. And first of all, let me just say this. I in no way want anybody to think that I'm perfect at it. I continually have to work on it every day, because just like any man's job and any man's work, it can become all-consuming. But yet God over and over and over and over in the Bible warns us against that. So I think one of the key things that I make sure that I do is I make sure that I take a Sabbath every day, every week. Now, my Sabbath is not on a Sunday, because my Sunday is my work day. In fact, that's my game day. That's the biggest day of the week for me. So Sunday is not my Sabbath day. My Sabbath day to back away from my work so that I can, make sure that I am finally in tune, focused with God, as well as, finally in tune, focused on my kids, as well as my wife. I take a Sabbath every week, but it's not on Sunday. My Sabbath is usually on Fridays. Now today I made an hour exception to come and be on Tony's show, but on Fridays I don't go to the church. I don't do emails. I don't really do anything that has to do associated with the church. And that's the day that I focus on my kids. I usually reserve my Fridays. I take my kids to the zoo. I'll take them swimming. I'll take them, on a ride, or we'll go to a movie, or we'll do. I make sure that I'm intentional about spending my time with my kids. Second thing that I do is I make sure that I am doing one activity with my kids all the time. And what I mean by that is, like this last spring, I coached Ben's 5-year-old T-ball team. I also did a little activity called Indian Princesses with my daughter Libby, and where, she and I, we go and we take one Sunday a month, and we spend the whole afternoon, just the two of us. And so I make sure that I do that. And then on the daily deal, I make sure that every single night that I put my kids to bed, and when I put them to bed, I pray for them. And we just spend a few moments talking just right before we go to sleep every night. And so it's I found that with kids, as well as with anything meaningful, like you're going to say this weird, like diet or exercise, it's not spending quality time, one time a week. It's the cumulative effect of spending a little time every day that has the big payoff. So I just make sure that I spend a little bit of time every day. This whole deal about, oh, I spend quality time with my kids. Well, that's a bunch of bull. Your kids need quantity time as well. And so I spend a little time with them every day. I take a Sabbath every week, and I make sure that I'm doing one ongoing, scheduled activity with each of my kids pretty much all the time. And so it forces me to spend some quantity as well as quality time with them. Is it perfect? No, but so far it's working out pretty great.
And you put your wife in there too somewhere, right?
Well, absolutely. No. Now she and I, we have a scheduled date night every month. We thought about trying to do it every week, but the truth is both our lives are just too hectic. So we have a quality date night we spend every single month. We'll get a babysitter. We'll spend the whole evening, just the two of us, and we kind of get away from the cell phones, and we make sure that we do that. We also spend some time just she and I talking every day. We turn off the TV after the kids go to bed, and we talk and visit for about 30 minutes to an hour every day. We do that. We can pretty much, continue to stay current with one another, because I'm telling you, our world is so busy and so hectic that it is so easy to drift, because the currents of life take you one way, the currents of life take your spouse the other way, and so drift becomes so easy to succumb to. And so if you're not actively combating drift, pretty soon you'll be so far apart you don't even know how to navigate to get back together again.
That's a great answer and great truth. I have another caller on the line that has a question, and and we're almost running out of time. This just really goes by fast. And Mike, before I get any further, I want to make sure I thank you for taking time out on your day.
Well, you're welcome, okay, Tony. Anything for you, bud.
Watch it now. Okay, I lost that caller. Anyway, a couple of things that I just want to throw out there before we take a commercial break and wrap this up is everyone listening knows that we do a blog radio show called Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and that is to promote business owners and not the business itself. We like to try to show what separates the owner of a business from all the other owners of the same business. And today's special show is to show the difference that I've seen in the owner of my church, the guy that I'm proud about, and how I want everyone to see what separates him from everybody else that does a great job in their area. So a couple of things, a couple of announcements, and then we're going to jump back to Mike for to finish this up with, is we have the Tough Talk Mixer coming up July 13th. It's a second time we're having this event. It's a network mixer that has all the radio show guests on and their friends. And actually last month, Mitchell Fromm spoke at our event. And this coming July 13th, we have a gentleman by the name of Eric Stanley that's going to be speaking at the event. And Eric Stanley, for the people that don't know the networking world that well out there, is a gentleman that created a group of networkers that meet in the evenings. It's an open networking group that has over, I think it's close to 12,000 members to their group. So it's going to be really good and a lot of informative information. Also, we're putting together November 8th is going to be a cruise that we're putting together for a networking cruise of 500 business people leaving out of Galveston going to Mexico for 5 days. There'll be 8 speakers, 2 days of workshops while we're at sea. More fun than probably is legal in the work world. But if you want to know more information about this, you need to go to www.toughtalkwithtonygambone.com. And anyone that wants to be a guest on the show needs to go to the same website and register to be a guest on the show, and we will brag about you like we brag about the rest of our guests. We also will give you that tough question that we hope we can stick you on. But so far, everyone has answered properly, and we're just going to keep on trying. There is a winning prize for the person that gets stuck with the question. Anyway, back to Mike. Mike, once again, I really, really, we got about, 5 minutes left in the show. I really want to thank you so much for taking time out today to do this with us, okay? And I know your sense of humor is just huge, so I really am glad that we got a chance to get Adam on because you guys play tit-for-tat a lot at church. I know that. And I would just like to spend a minute or two and let you wrap up something. We try to let our guests promote something that's going on that there is really special to them. So whatever it is you want to promote, you got the air. Run with it.
You bet. Thanks, Tony. Well, to you listeners, you probably have had some interest like, hey, what is it that makes this church special? What is it that sets this church apart? I would encourage you to go to our website at www.parkwayfellowship.com and kind of snoop around and think about and look around there. There is a place there where you can watch a video of me. It's the same video that Tony watched and that he talked about at the very beginning of the show. It's about a 2.5-minute video where I can tell you what it means to become a Christ follower and how you can become one yourself. The other thing that I would tell you is this, is that if you have any interest in hearing about some of the things that God is doing at Parkway Fellowship, every one of our messages we ever do is available for free on a podcast. You just simply go to the iTunes store and you search Parkway Fellowship in the iTunes store under podcast, and we'll be probably the very first thing that shows up. You click on it, and you can listen to any one of our messages online for free. And I think there's plenty in there, and especially this last series, the Man series. Boy, it's just been, God's been really doing some fantastic things. And the truth is you might be driving down the road on your way home right now. I don't know where you're at, what's going on, but, you know, if there's been anything in this radio show today that's resonated within your heart, I'm going to tell you what that is. That's God reaching out to you. And I want to let you know that no matter what's been going on in your life, where you've come from, what kind of, how far away from God you have run, it makes no difference. He loves you, and he's always loved you. And if you want to turn your life over to him and become a Christ follower, you need to know first off that Jesus Christ died for you so that you can have a relationship with God and go to heaven when you die. And if you want to ask God to forgive you of all your sins because of Jesus' death on the cross, then you can do that. All you need to do is right now, right where you are, right over the radio, just pray this prayer after me. You need to say this: Dear God, I know that I've sinned and walked away from you, but I want to come back. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. And I want you to forgive me of everything. Please come into my life right now. Thank you, God, for coming into my life and saving me. Help me to follow you from this day forward. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer over the radio, then congratulations. Tony and I will see you in heaven one day. And I would encourage you, find a life-giving church near you. And if there's not one near you, come to Parkway Fellowship. We would love to have you this Sunday. It starts at 9:15 and 10:45. And I would love to meet you in person. You come find me after the service, and you come tell me that you prayed that prayer. And I'm going to tell you what, I'll jump up and down and scream for you in the lobby, because I'll be so pumped for you. So anyway, Tony, what else you got for us today, my friend?
Well, I got a big thank you, Mike, because I know, much like myself, there's someone out there listening that is going to benefit from that prayer that you just said.
Thank you,
sir. I really appreciate it. And I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. This is way off from what we usually do every week, but this gives my listeners a chance to learn another side of Tough Talk, okay, and a special side. And it even gives them a better chance to learn about who Pastor Mike McGowan is at Fellowship Parkway Fellowship Church. And one more time, Mike, tell them how they can find you on the web.
You bet. It's at www.parkwayfellowship.com. And you can find us there on the web, and it'll pop right up. So parkwayfellowship.com, that's the website.
Okay, and I appreciate it, Mike. We're going to let you go. Mitchell, you got any announcements out there? We got 1 minute left to go.
Oh, I say just keep calling Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. You got the heartbeat on Houston and everything that's going on with all the businesses. So just keep following you, and you'll know what's going on.
Thank you, Mitchell. Thank you, Pastor Mike.
Thank you,
really
Tony.
Appreciate
had a great time today.
We'll see you on Sunday.
All right, Mike,
I'm gonna email you a copy of this, because this is something I'm putting up on the shelf forever. So we
thank you,
and we will talk to you on Sunday. Thanks, Mitchell.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to see your business grow? Do you know the awesome power in a referral? Have you heard that networking can lead to increased sales revenues? In a recent CNN Money article on networking, it was stated by Keith Ferrazzi, author and networking expert, that above all, do whatever you can to help others succeed. It will come back to you. Generosity is the key to success. Joining a networking organization is vital to the success of your business. My Referral Network is your solution. My Referral Network teaches you how to be an effective networker. My Referral Network helps you grow your business through highly effective warm referrals. My Referral Network has partnered with sales, marketing, and networking experts such as James Dutton for the guaranteed growth and success of the organization and its members. My Referral Network is your referral network. Building